pray constantly. That's great advice for us, because learning to pray is not easy. My own journey of prayer began when I heard the scripture that said, "Ask and you shall receive." So I got out the Sears and Roebuck catalog and started asking. That didn't work, so I decided God preferred Montgomery Ward catalog, so I switched to that. It finally dawned on me that God wasn't going to give me things. So maybe he was going to do things for me. But he wasn't very good at passing tests. I wouldn't study, and I'd say, "God, get us through this. Give me a good grade." And it didn't happen. There were a lot of things I asked God to do. Create world peace. He didn't do it. So it dawned on me that maybe God wasn't there to do things for me. Not to me or for me. So now I believe prayer is meant to change my heart, to change me. So instead of thinking prayer is convincing God of something, I've come to understand prayer and the need to pray constantly is because it's that hard for me to let go of my neediness, my wanting. Because in the end, you come to understand, just as Jesus demonstrated for us, that prayer was something that allowed us to change and become who God created us to be. It first of all taught us that we were loved. And we protest that all the time. God couldn't love me, I commit sin. God couldn't love me, I'm not good. And God continuously, through prayer, will say to us, "I love you. I love you." We say, "If you love me, do these things." And God doesn't. Because for him, the gift of love that invites us into his presence and into eternal life has nothing to do with that kind of exchange where we threaten God if he doesn't do what we want. People do that, you know. "Well, if he's not going to listen to me, then I'm not going to believe in him." That's okay. He still believes in you and loves you and loves you and loves you. And love isn't about what'll you do for me. Love is about accepting us and wanting us to be in a relationship with God. So I've come to understand that prayer teaches me God loves me, and it allows me to learn to love others. Isn't that what Jesus said? "Love the Lord your God with all your mind, your heart, and your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself." That's what it's all about. Prayer prepares me for eternal life. I can't take any of the things I would have begged for into eternal life, so maybe that isn't what's important. I don't get to order God around, so maybe that's not what's important. Maybe what is important and what comes to us in prayer is to ask today, "Have I been who God created to me to be? Have I been loving? Have I been forgiving? Have I been understanding?" And if not, then it's time to pray again and pray again. Jesus teaches us that he comes to do the will of the Father. And it is the will of the Father to love everyone. So he teaches his followers that that's what they are supposed to do. And they have a hard time learning it. They think that God is there to be on their side in battles and wars and arguments. And God isn't interested in any of that. He wants you to find happiness, and your happiness is in him. When you surrender into his life, when you allow him to be a part of your life. And then we stop chasing the silly things that aren't worthwhile anyway, and we start to concentrate on what matters. Have I spent this day being who God created me to be? Or have I been diverted by all kinds of other things that don't make me closer to God and don't accomplish in my heart what they need to? For the deepest longing of our heart is to be reunited with the God who created us and loved us. And when we pray, listen at Mass to the prayers that we offer. They're always about us changing, us becoming who God would have us be. Not God giving us stuff. It's like the Our Father. Give us this day our daily bread, and we say, well, I don't need bread, but I'd like these things. Well, it's not going to happen. The daily bread is a knowledge that we're loved by God. That's what we share in communion when we come together. The peace that comes from that, we exchange with each other. Over and over again in the Mass, if you listen to the words, they ask us to become closer and in a deeper relationship with God and become who He created us to be. So pray, always and frequently, that your heart may rest in the Lord.